ॐ श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां। ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। So we're looking at the third chapter, third shloka of the first chapter. So Duryodhana has gone to Dronacharya, and then he is conversing with him. Pashya etam panduputranam acharya mahatim chamum Vyudham Drupada Putrena Tava Sishyena Dhimata. So he Acharya, Pashya Etam Pandu Putranam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. Pandu Putranam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. So look at this great formation of the sons of Pandu. So the battle formation. So formation of the army. Vyudham, great, look at the great army and look at the formation that has been created by Drupada Putra, Vyudha. So Drupada Putra, Drishtadyumna is the general of the army. So they had appointed him as the in charge of the Pandava army. So Drupada, so he is responsible for deciding what formation. And specifically, so he probably mentions because, so he is born to kill Drona. And then the fourth verse. He continues. Again, Duryodhana is continuing. Atra Shura Maheshvasaha Bhimarjuna Samayudhi Yuyudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaha. So Atra, here, Shuraha, valorous people, so brave warriors, Shuraha. They were all great warriors. Why? Because he also qualifies them by saying Maharathaha. Maharathaha is a title given to a certain class of warriors. So who have certain capacity. So there are different levels. So like we have general, we have colonel, we have brigadier and whatever. We have different levels in all these armies, army, navy, air force. So there also, there were warriors were at different levels. So there were these foot soldiers. And then you had people on chariots. So they were called Rathis. A Rathi is a person who it seems is capable of fighting with 5,000 warriors at the same time. That is a Rathi. And then a Maharathi, no, Rati. After that, the next level is Atirati. Atirati is capable of fighting with 60,000 warriors into 12. First level is 5,000. Atirati is someone who is capable of fighting with 60,000 warriors simultaneously. And Maharati is capable of fighting with 720,000. That is 720,000 warriors simultaneously. And then you have Ati Maharati. See, at the human level, it stops with Maharati. So then Ati Maharati are these celestials who have descended as human beings, like Rama, Krishna, Hanuman. So these people had the capacity of fighting with 720,000 into 12. You make the calculation. So those number of warriors at the same time. So they were called Ati Maharathis. And then you have Mahamaharati. So that purely celestial beings. Like Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Ganesha. In the Puranas you find a lot of stories where these people were fighting with countless people at the same time. So something, Mahamaharati is something like, you can go on Google also. So something like 864 million million beings at the same time. So I don't know how so many people can assemble, but these are celestial wars. These are not human wars. So you cannot have 864 million people fighting against you. And then imagine how many people you would have fighting for you. So how do you manage all these people on the earth? So obviously these wars were not taking place on the earth. So they were taking place at the astral plane, so the celestial level. So you have Mahamaharati, you have Ati Maharati, and then you have Maharati that descends to the human level. That is the highest at the human level. So Ati Maharati, and then you have Atirati, and you have Rati. And here he, Duryodhana, he lists out a few names, few of the people fighting on the opposite side, and then says they are Maharathis. That means these are people who were capable of fighting with 720,000 people at the same time, simultaneously. Just imagine the capacity, and also imagine the kind of weapons they must have had. See, generally when we see, as it is presented on TV or movies, so you have these warriors picking out an arrow and then shooting the arrow. Sometimes in Mahabharata, Ramayana, one arrow will just suddenly multiply into many arrows. And then it will go and it will hit so many people at the same time. So, but if you need to have the capacity of fighting with 720,000 people at the same time, what kind of weapons you must have possessed? So these are all extensions to this. So to these levels. So that means that these people had missiles. They were mantra powered missiles. They were not ordinary weapons. So they were weapons which were powered with mantras. Mantras infuse certain, make these weapons so powerful. And then that's why Arjuna and other people, so sometimes Agneyastra and then Varunastra. So you had so many different kind of weapons. And these Mahavratis, so they possessed all those weapons. So just like these countries, so nowadays they buy weapons from the US, Israel and other places. So in those days, they were not buying, but they themselves acquired the capacity to wield these weapons. So these were Maharathis. And then these are not ordinary people. So all these people are assembled there. Who? Maha Ishu Asaha. Maharathis, because they are Maha Ishu Asaha. Maheshvasaha. Maha Ishu Asaha means who possessed great bows. Very highly capable bows. Because if you have to shoot an arrow which has so much capacity, then the bow also should have that capacity to hold this arrow, hold this weapon. So Maheshvasaha, Bhimarjuna Samayudhi. So Bhima is a Maharathi. Arjuna is a Maharathi. Yuyudhana. Yuyudhana is another name for Satyaki. Satyaki is one of the people who belong to Krishna's clan, Vrishnikula. So they were all living in Dwaraka. So present day Dwaraka. So on in Gujarat. So he was a great warrior. Yuyudhana, the word means one who is always desirous of battle. So one who is waiting to fight. So that is Yudhana. It is another name for Satyaki. Yudhana, he was a great warrior. So some of his escapades are also described in the Mahabharata. And he was also a disciple of Arjuna. So he learned from Arjuna. Yuyudhano Viratascha. Virat. So place where the Pandavas lived during their 1 year of Ajnatavasa. 1 year of hiding. So Virat Desha. And Drupada. Drupada is the father of the wife of Pandavas, Draupadi. And also the father of Drishtadyumna and Shikhandi. So father of all these people. He is also Maharatha. Drupadascha Maharathaha. So these are great warriors. So just be aware. So they are not ordinary people. So as though he's trying to instill some fear into Drona. As though Drona did not know. He was aware that all these people are there. So Bhima, Drona, they were all his own disciples. So, but still he's going and reminding him. Then, next verse. Dhrishtaketaschekitanaha Kashirajascha Viryavan Purujit Kunti Bhojascha Shaibhyascha Narapungavaha. So and other great people, so great warriors, again Maharathas. We'll read the next flow sloka also together. We'll look at both of them together. Yudhamanyascha Vikrantaha Uttamaujascha Viryavan Saubhadro Draupadeyascha Sarva Eva Maharathaha. Drishtaketuhu. Drishtaketu was the son of Shishupala. So Shishupala was related to Krishna, and he was always criticizing, and he was always finding fault with Krishna, humiliating Krishna, in fact. So Krishna, he allowed him to do that for a long time, and he had said that I will allow him to humiliate me 100 times. So the 101st time he humiliates me, I will kill him. So their killing was not a big thing. So you just give a person 100 times, and then once more, and then you just kill that person. So he kept on humiliating him, and he was killed. And this Drishtaketu was the son of Shishupala. Again, interestingly, Drishtaketu is also fighting on the side of the Pandavas. So, on the side of Lord Krishna, even though Krishna killed his own father, so he is still fighting on the side of the Pandavas. So, just shows that they had a certain amount of objectivity. So, Drishtaketu also did not hold this personal grudge against Krishna. You killed my father. So, that is why, so I will always be against you. So, he still desired to fight on the side of the Pandavas. So, Drishtaketu, Chekitanaha. So, Chekitana also was one of the Yadavas, Krishna's Vamsha. So, Chekitanaha, and one of the commanders of the Pandava, one Akshauhini. The Pandavas had 7 Akshauhinis, and Chekitana commanded one Akshauhini. One Akshauhini, as I said, had about 105,000 foot soldiers, so many chariots, so many elephants, and then so many on horses. So that was one Akshauhini, and so he was in charge of one Akshauhini. So Chekitanaha and Kashi Raja, another great warrior, the king of Kashi. Kashi Raja and Viryavan, so all these brave people. Purujitta. Kashi Raja, I believe, is also one of the Purujit Kunti Bhoja. Both of them were the brothers of the father of the mother of the Pandavas. So Kunti's brothers. So Purujit and Kunti Bhoja. Just imagine how old they must have been. See, the longevity must have been a lot at that time. Kunti, Pandavas themselves were quite old, and Arjuna's son was fighting. So all these sons of the Pandavas were also fighting the war. They will also be listed. So they are listed, in fact. Saubhadra, Draupadeya. So Abhimanyu and Draupadeya, each of the son of each of the Pandavas. So they had 5 sons. So they were also Maharathas. It is there in this shloka. Saubhadraha Draupadeyascha Sarva Eva Maharathaha. And then Purujit and Kunti Bhoja, the brothers of Kunti, they must have also, they were like mamas, uncles to the Pandavas. They were also fighting the war. So Purujit, Kunti Bhojascha, and Shaibhyascha Narapungavaha. So Shaibhya was the father of one of the other wives of Yudhishthira, it seems. Yudhishthira had a wife called Devaki. Another, these people had multiple wives because they were kings and they could afford to have wives. So, and it was also the dharma of that age, Yuga Dharma. So, it doesn't mean, even now some people have multiple wives. So, nowadays, even though you don't have multiple wives, you can have one wife for some time and then move on to the next one. So, you can divorce this person and then move on. So, that is also another form of having multiple wives. So, so it is not something that was practiced only at that age, because divorce is so common now. So, so you can just say it's not working out with this person. So move on to someone else. So even though we have, even though there is a legal system, but still it is not something that is not practiced in today's world. So those people, they were kings and they could afford. And in fact, Arjuna had wives everywhere. Wherever he went, he married someone. Lot of political marriages also. He had sons all over the place, wives all over the place. Interestingly, even Krishna allowed his own sister to marry Arjuna. He knew that he has so many wives. But still his own sister, Subhadra. So he allowed his own sister to marry Arjuna in spite of Arjuna having so many wives. It was more of a political marriage. They hardly stayed together. So it was a marriage because Krishna knew that there will be a war at a later point, and he probably knew that Abhimanyu would be born and he would play a significant role in the war. So this Shaibya, so belonging to the lineage of Shibi Maharaja. So he was a great king. So whose story is also there in the Mahabharata. So he belongs to that lineage and he was also one of the Maharathis. Shaibhyascha Narapungavaha Yudhamanyascha Vikrantaha. Vikranta, one who is very, very powerful, so very skilled. Uttamaujaha means one who has great strength and great amount of energy. So that is, so that person and all the other people. Uttamaujaha is Yudhamanyu and Uttamauja were brothers, it seems. And they were princes under Drupada. So they were ruling over small kings under Drupada. So that is why those people are mentioned here. Great warriors. So just to give you an idea. So all, see, there were people from all these kingdoms. It was not an ordinary war. The whole of India, in fact, if you look at the Mahabharata, there were people from outside India also. So who were fighting in this war. In fact, there is mention of some kings from China. China who were fighting on the part, on the side of the Kauravas. So China also got involved in the war. It was like an Armageddon. So like a world war. So colossal destruction. So in that context, Bhagavad Gita was taught. And all these people, they were all connected in some way. Some karmic connections, political connections. So, unimaginably complex network of connections. So, it's all karma. So, why do we need to know all of this? because it sets the context. This is one of the reasons as to why Arjuna got really sad, and he was upset with why he was fighting the war in the first place. So why should I kill all these people? All that he will say in the later part of this chapter. So why should, so what is the reason for all of this? So that leads to Arjuna questioning his own purpose in life. Is my purpose to actually fight and kill these people or get killed? So why should I get involved in this? Because it was all a fight for dharma, a fight for justice, a fight for what is right. So that is why all these characters are mentioned here. Then the next verse.
Asmakam tu visishtaye tan nibodhadvijottama nayaka mama sainyasya sanjnyartham tan bravimite.
But it's not that only those people have great warriors. So we also have all these maharathis on our side.
Asmakam tu visishtaha.
So great distinguished warriors, Visishtaha, ye tan nibodha dvijottama. So again, another way of taunting Drona here. So listen to me, he dvijottama. So best among twice born. That means best among Brahmanas. Ideally, a Brahmana is not supposed to be fighting a war. So that is against the dharma of a Brahmana. A Brahmana can teach warfare, but a Brahmana cannot fight the war. So he can just be a teacher. In fact, the primary job of the Brahmana is to teach the Vedas, not warfare. But Drona, so he took to warfare, and then he is on the side of the Kauravas mainly for settling scores against Drupada. So you should not be fighting in the war, and also to repay the debt that he feels he has to the Kauravas, because they have given him respect, they've given him honor, dignity. Given him and his son and made them the kings. So actually he should not even have become a king. That is not the job of a Brahmana at all. A Brahmana has to study the Vedas, has to teach the Vedas. That is his primary job. So, but he is taunting him by saying, O Dvijottama, best among Brahmanas, you are fighting the war for me. So, and also trying to prick his ego. So, what is he saying? Nayakaha mama sainyasya sanjnyartham tan bravimi. So, let me also list out some people who are fighting on my side.
Mama sainyasya.
So that also he says, he doesn't say our army. He says my army. So in fact, if you are having people fighting for you, I mean, he is his own guru, he is his own acharya. So, but he wants to make it clear that you are fighting for me, you are working for me. So that actually gives some happiness to Duryodhana, satisfies his own ego. So you are working under me, just like some managers do in the corporate world. they always keep making clear that you are working under me, you are reporting to me. It's not a good thing to do. So, but still they feel that, so I have a superior position over you. So I have a, I mean, so I can command you. So this Duryodhana is doing the same thing to his own teacher. So tan bravini, let me describe the people who are fighting on my side. He's just saying, I call the shots. Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha kripascha samitinjayaha ashvatthamavikarnascha saumadattirjayadrathaha. So another version is Saumadattis Tathaivacha. So, but here it is Saumadattir Jayadrataha. So who are these people? We'll read the next verse also and look at both of these together. Anye cha bahava shuraha madarthe tyakta jivitaha nana shastra praharanaha sarve yuddha visharadaha. So Bhavan, yourself, your esteemed self. So you are fighting for me. These two people were the pillars of the Kaurava army, both Drona and Bhishma. Duryodhana, primarily, he derived all his courage, strength from these two people, Drona and Bhishma. Bhavan, yourself and Bhishma. So my own grandfather. So Bhavan Bhishmascha. Bhishma was definitely a Maharathi. All these are Maharathis again. Bhishma and Karna. Karna again. So he was one of the greatest archers of that era. So he had always a competition with Arjuna. So he thought he was better than, it started from his childhood. So he was, everyone knows, he himself knew at that point while he was fighting the war that he was the son of Kunti. So, but Kunti discarded him because he was born with the help of a mantra given to Kunti by one of the celestials whom she was serving. So that is how he was born. So he was like an immaculate conception. So one of the celestials gave Kunti the mantra, and that's why, that's how Karna was born. And immediately after he was born, so Karna was discarded by Kunti because she was not married. And then he was raised by a charioteer. So a Suta Putra. And because he was a charioteer, he was never given the status of a Kshatriya. But Duryodhana gave him the status of a Kshatriya. And then he was honored, respected. So even after Krishna, in fact, just before the war, Krishna went and told Karna that you are the son of Draupadi. So you are the eldest brother of the Pandavas. So why are you fighting with Duryodhana? He's obviously against Dharma. So why don't you come and fight with the Pandavas? So Karna said, no, that's not possible now. So because Duryodhana has given me everything, So I have a debt. So I will fight for Duryodhana, and then I will also fight with all my might. But he had taken a pledge that I will never kill any of the other Pandavas. He had the opportunity to kill the other Pandavas at different points. He had the opportunity to kill even the Yudhishthira. That's why Yudhishthira was always left wondering at that point, why didn't he kill me? So he had the opportunity to kill him, but he did not kill because he had given an assurance to Krishna that it will be a fight to the finish with Arjuna. So either one of us will die. So Kunti will always have 5 sons. So if I die, Arjuna will be alive. If Arjuna dies, then I will be alive. That was the assurance he gave. He gave Kunti also. Kunti also went and told him. So both of them. So Kunti went and told that this is, you are my son. So then he also asked her, so then if I am your son, then why did you discard me? So he had that grudge that had been built up. So for so long. And he had great strength. So Karna. So Bhishma, Karna and Kripa. Kripa is primary teacher of the Pandavas. He was also living in the Kaurava kingdom. So first he taught them, and then the Pandavas were sent to Drona for higher studies. So this was like graduate school and postgraduate school. So then Drona taught them. Or probably both of them were teaching simultaneously certain subjects. So some of the subjects were by Kripa. So it was a huge school they were running there. So when Drona was teaching, he was not teaching only the Pandavas and Kauravas. The other princes were also sent there. So like Drishtadyumna, he was the son of Drupada. And everyone knew that he was created to kill Drona. But interestingly, he also happened to be the student of Drona. In spite of knowing that this person is born to kill me, Drona still allowed him to be a part of his own school. So just see the magnanimity. So they just did it as a job. Being born and dying. So that was, dying was not a big thing at all for these people. They all had so much faith in karma. That is one thing, one big learning we get out of the Mahabharata. So dying was never a big thing, at least for the Kshatriyas. So people die. But still, Arjuna's primary concern was, why should I be the cause? That was his concern. Dying was not, because they knew either the other person dies or I die. And they had so much faith in this law of karma that even if I die on the battlefield, then I will go. I will go to Swarga. I will enjoy. So a lot of pleasures in Swarga. And if I die on the battlefield, if I die fighting for the wrong side, then I will have to face the consequences also. But still, because I die in the battlefield, I will still go to Swarga. So fighting was the duty of a Kshatriya, and dying was not a big thing. So one big thing that we learn from this is the present life that we are living. It's just a very, very small, insignificant part of the whole journey that we are going through. So through different lifetimes, different janmas. Now it makes, this may seem like the most important thing, but it is just a part of the larger picture. So these people are all there, and he says, Madarthe tyakta jivitah. These people have all given up their lives to me. Arjuna will also use the same expression. So if you are fighting for Duryodhana, that means you have pledged your life for him. Literally, not even figuratively. So literally they had all pledged their lives for Duryodhana, and do the ultimate for Duryodhana. So Kripascha Samitinjayaha. So Samitinjayaha is one who is always victorious. So one who is always victorious in the battlefield. One who wins over everyone. Ashwatthama, the son of Drona. Ashwatthama, he got the name because he had the strength of a horse, it seems. Ashwaha iva thama yasya is Ashwatthama. That much strength he had. So that's why he was called Ashwatthama. That's why I was mentioning it previously also. That one who has the strength, when you look at the meaning of each of the words, the names, then it also describes the capacity and or sometimes the character of the person. So the abilities or character of the person. So Ashwatthama, the son of Drona, Vikarna is another brother of the Kauravas. So he was also a Maharathi. Most of the Kauravas were not Maharathis. So they must have been Atirathis. But few of them were Maharathis. And Duryodhana definitely was a Maharathi. He was one of the greatest warriors. So as a warrior, he was even better than Bhima, they say. And Bhima had to kill him by using some unethical practice. So because Lord Krishna allowed him to do that. So Ashwatthama Vikarnascha Saumadattihi Jayadrataha. So Saumadattihi is son of Sumadatta, Bhurishrava. So he was also fighting the war. Bhurishrava was also fighting the war. In fact, Arjuna was the cause of killing Bhurishrava. He cut off his hand. So, and both the father and son, they were fighting. Whole families were fighting. Father, son, grandsons. So it was a very, very interesting war. So all of them go to the battlefield, not worrying about who will be there, who will remain to take care of the family. So everyone, they just live for the battlefield. Saumadattihi Jayadrataha. Jayadrataha was the brother-in-law of Duryodhana. The husband of Duryodhana's sister. The Kauravas had one sister. At least one that is mentioned there. So 100 sons, Dhritarashtra had 100 sons and then one daughter. So that husband of Jayadratha, the Pandavas had a grudge again, not just a grudge, something against Jayadratha, because he tried to kidnap Draupadi while they were in the forest. And then they defeated Jayadratha. In fact, they bound him. So they took him prisoner. And the Pandavas allowed him to go, only Yudhishthira made him go. Made them leave Jayadratha. So he was also a very immoral person. So he was always wanting to possess Draupadi. So very lecherous person. So Saumadattihi Jayadratha, but still great warrior. So Jayadratha. Anyecha bahavaha shuraha. And all the other warriors. So many other warriors. Bahavaha shuraha. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. So they have given up their lives for me. Nana shastra praharanaha. Sarve yuddha visharadaha. And these people are capable of wielding various kinds of weapons. So many different kinds of, lot of celestial weapons also. So some Drona, Arjuna, so they had some extra weapons at their disposal. Drona, Arjuna, Bhishma. So these people had some special capacities. Bhishma, because he was the disciple of Parashurama. So Parashurama we consider as one of the avatars, as one of the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. So he was the son of, he was the disciple of Parashurama, and Karna was also the disciple of Parashurama. Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Samitinjaya, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, Saumadattihi, Jayadrathaha. It seems after the whole war, so as I said, some 18-19 lakh odd people were fighting the war. After the war, it seems there were only 10 people alive out of all these 19 lakh people. Just imagine the colossal destruction. And sometimes it even appears that they must have had weapons which are nuclear. So nuclear weapons. That is how you could kill so many people at the same time. With ordinary weapons, you could, weapons which were similar to today's nuclear weapons. So like the Brahmastra. So Brahmastra, it was not used at all, but that had the capacity to destroy the whole creation, I believe. So that is why when this Ashwatthama, he had the capacity to, he even knew how to use the Brahmastra. And after Drona was killed by Drishtadyumna. In fact, not ethically. He had sat down in meditation and Drishtadyumna just cut off his head. So Ashwatthama, he had a personal grudge against the Pandavas because they used a lot of unaccepted ways also to win the war. So he just used the Brahmastra against them. So to neutralize the Brahmastra, another person has to use the Brahmastra. Otherwise, it had the capacity to destroy the whole creation. In fact, these people also were supposed to use the weapons with great responsibility. It should not be, that is why we are always worried how Pakistan will use the weapons. So, because they don't have a proper command control structure. So you have these nuclear weapons, you should also have the responsibility to use it properly. So even America, so when they used it in Japan, so it was used irresponsibly. So even though they may have had reasons for using it in Japan, so but still Japan is suffering. So you have to use, if you have the capacity to use a weapon, then use it very responsibly. That is why even Drona did not teach Ashwatthama, give knowledge of a lot of these weapons to Ashwatthama for a long time, because he knew that his own son was not very capable of using it responsibly. So, but finally, because of his own affinity for his son, so affection, love for his son, he gave him the knowledge, and that was finally abused by Ashwatthama. So when he used the Brahmastra, then Vyasa told Arjuna to use another Brahmastra as an antidote for the Brahmastra. So, but these people had the capacity to wield such powerful weapons, and a lot of them were very responsible also. Most of them were responsible. So they would not just go on the street and use some weapon because I'm angry with this person. So some personal grudge, so use a weapon against this person. So they were not doing that, just throwing it. So as and when they please, throwing it around. So but all these people, they had such big capacity. So the Duryodhana is listing all these people. Then the next verse. Verse number 10. Aparyaptam tadasmakam bhalam bhishma bhirakshitam paryaptam tvidametesham balam bhima bhirakshitam. So here he says, aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam. So our the strength of our army is limitless. Aparyaptam is limitless. In number also, they had outnumbered the Pandavas. 11 is to 7 in that ratio. And in terms of strength also, so they were much stronger than the Pandavas. So that is again he is pointing out to Drona. Don't you have any fear with regard to our own strength? So any doubt with regard to our own strength? The strength of our army is limitless. Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam paryaptam tu idam etesham balam bhima bhirakshitam. But and the strength of the Pandavas is limited. So ours is limited. So this is like some kind of confidence booster. So our strength is limitless. And the strength of the Pandavas is finite. Ours is infinite and they are finite. So paryaptam tu idam etesham balam bhima bhirakshitam. In fact, one of the biggest sources of strength for Duryodhana was Karna, because he had that armor, so which he was given at birth, with which he was born with. So that if as long as he had that arm, he would, he cannot be killed by anyone. So that is why in the battlefield, so Lord Indra comes and, before the battle, Lord Indra comes and asks for the armor, because Arjuna is his son and Lord Indra's son, and he wants to protect Arjuna from Karna. And Karna was a Dana Mahaprabhu. So whatever anyone asks, he used to give away. So he could never refuse anything to anyone. He had great qualities. And that is why Indra came. Indra came and asked for his armor. And in fact, before the war, when Krishna goes and he tells Karna that you are actually the son of Draupadi, you are not a Sutaputra. So please fight on the side of the Pandavas. Then Arjuna tells him, Karna tells him, see, I know that you are on the side of Pandavas. And I'm completely aware that wherever you are, there that is where victory will be. And we are fighting a losing battle. So we are not going to win the war. And another reason he gives is, he says, see, look at the position of all these planets. Astrologically speaking, so there is going to be great destruction at this time. So this is, so because that was also astrologically, you can find out. So that is why some people predict. So many times the predictions are wrong because of some mistake somewhere. But astrologically, you have the ability to predict. So predictions can never be 100% true. In fact, astrology was not used for that. So Jyotisha Shastra was primarily used for finding out the time at which a certain ritual is to be performed. So that was the main use of astronomy, Jyotisha Shastra. But it also was is a predictive knowledge. So now, here Karna says that because of the positions of all these planets, even though you are Ishvara, you cannot prevent the war. The war will necessarily happen. So whether you want it or not, and then I cannot fight for the side of the Pandavas. Because Krishna thought, if Karna, even if he did not fight for the Pandavas, even if he withdraws from the war, Arjuna will not fight the war, will not start it. So that much strength he derived from Karna. He primarily fought the war because he knew that he could expect this unflinching commitment from Arjuna, from Karna. So, but Karna said, that even though you are Ishvara, so you cannot prevent this war. All this predictive knowledge, it was there 5,000 years back. So, that's what Karna says. So here Duryodhana says aparyaptam tadasmakam. That is one of the reasons he says aparyaptam. So our strength is limitless. Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma abhirakshitam. So that which is protected by Bhishma. But Bhishma had made another condition, that as long as I am fighting Karna, I will not allow Karna to fight. And finally, after Bhishma falls, So Karna goes to him. So just to pay his respect. So then Bhishma says, then that is when Bhishma calls him Draupadeya. So then Karna understands that Bhishma always knew that he was the son of Draupadi. Even though no one told him explicitly. So then he says, I always knew that you are the son of Draupadi. And I asked you not to, I did not allow you to fight on my side because I wanted to protect you. So I did not want one of the Pandavas or one of the sons of Kunti, not Pandava, one of the sons of Kunti to die. So that is why I did not allow you. But now that I am not dead, so you are free to make your own choice. So Bhishma, very few people knew who was Karna actually. So Bhishma knew, and then Draupadi naturally, and then Krishna. And after Karna dies, so then Draupadi goes to the battlefield. So all these people, these mothers, these ladies, they were allowed to go to the battlefield to mourn for their sons. So who have died in the battlefield. So then Draupadi goes, and then Draupadi keeps Arjuna's, Karna's head on her lap, and then she cries. So then the Pandavas are so surprised. So they're just shocked, not surprised. They're just shocked. This fellow is our sworn enemy. So why are you crying that he is dead? So then Draupadi tells them, he is your brother. He is your eldest brother. So then Yudhishthira says, if you had just told me before the war, I would have even given the whole kingdom to him. So I would not even have fought the war. So why did we would not have killed him at all? So why didn't you tell us? That was karma. So that was how it was supposed to be. So just an intricate web of karmic connections. Anyway, we'll stop here and then we'll continue. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.